ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण सो बिफोर वी इवन dare to start, I really seek for the blessings and goodwill of all the assembled Vaishnavas, because as they say in India, suraj ke samne tara kya chamak rahega, means in front of the sun what star can shine? Useless. But there's so many stars, suns and moons here. I sincerely feeling very excited and privileged to be here, and I definitely collected so many blessings, but one blessing, 108 blessings I collected, 109 from Maharajas and from all devotees. Thank you very much. So please kindly give you blessings so we'll be able to say a few words useful. So we're reading from Canto 10, Chapter 13, text number 29-30. Tato viduras charato gavo vatsan upavrajan govardhana drishirasi charanyo dadrishustrinam. There is two texts, we can go through this and then say, okay, all right, okay. Tato viduras charato gavo vatsan upavrajam govardhana dhri shirasi charantyo dadrishu strinam. Charato Gavo Vratsanupavrajam Govardhanadri Shirasi Charantyo Dadrishustrinam. Tato Viduras Charato Pavrajam Shirasi Thank you. Tatah, thereafter, Vidurat, from a non-distant place, Charatah, while pasturing, Gavaha, all the cows, Vatsan, and their respective calves, Upavrajam, also pasturing near Vrindavan, Govardhanadri Shirasi, on the top of Govardhan Hill, Charantya, while pasturing to find, Dadrishu, so Trinam, tender grass nearby. Translation and translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thereafter, while pasturing atop Govardhan Hill, the cows looked down to find some green grass and saw their calves pasturing near Vrindavana, not very far away. Text number 30. Drishtvat hatat snehavasho smritatma sago vrajo tyatmapa durga marga dvipat kukudgriva udasya puccho gadhun kritair asrupaya javena. When the cows saw their own calves from the top of Govardhan Hill, they forgot themselves and their caretakers because of increased affection, and although the path was very rough, they ran toward their calves with great anxiety, each running as if one pair of legs, their milk bags full of flowing with milk, their heads and tails raised, and their humps moving with their necks. They ran forcefully until they reached their calves to feed them. Purport. Generally, the calves and cows are pastured separately. The elderly man take care of the cows, and the small children see to the calves. This time, however, the cows immediately forgot their position as soon as they saw the calves below Govardhan Hill, and they ran with great force, their tails erect and their front and hind legs joined until they reached their calves. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayumudhirayet Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Yam Svanubhavam Akilam Shutisaramekam Adhyatma Deepamatiti Tirshatam Tamundham Samsarinam Karunayaha Purana Guhyam Tam Vyasa Sunumupayami Gurum Muninam Mukham karoti vachalam phalgum langayate girim tat kripatam aham bande shri gurun dinatarine ajanulambita bujau kanaka vadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalaya takshau vishwambaro dvijavaro yuga dharma palau vande jagat priyakaro karuna avatarau vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Very important word. Tat sneha vaso. Sneha, this is affection. Sneha, priti. In fact, all our movement made based on this principle. Sadvidi priti lakshanam. Priti lakshanam. Affection. And Krishna says, those who are rendering devotional service to me with affection, pritipurvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam vinamam upayantite. Only such people can come to me. I'll give them intelligence how to come to me. So, and Rupa Goswami, since we are Rupanugas, very clearly showed us the path. Dadati pratigrihnati guhyamachati pritchati bhungte bujayate chaiva satvidi priti lakshanam. So there's a priti lakshana. And you know what, first thing comes to my mind, and being a little nervous, comes one Sufi story to my mind. Once upon a time, it was one boy, young boy. He was standing in the middle of square in the city, and he raised himself on big, big podium, some table, and it's a big crowd around him. And he was just showing his heart, and he was claiming that my heart is the most beautiful heart in all world. Like just shining, just from showroom, spotless. And everybody praising him. Wow, what a heart you have. Such a beautiful heart, shining heart. And while everybody praising him, one old voice came from the crowd. No, your heart is not beautiful. Mine is more beautiful than yours. So everybody looked in that direction, and they saw a very old man standing there. And the man was showing his heart. And amazingly enough, his heart was full of holes and some scars and just deframed completely. So people became amazed. Wait a minute. What are you talking about, old man? How your heart can be beautiful? Just see this boy's heart shining, completely spotless, not even one tinge spot on this. And the man said, look, these holes you can see, this is a piece of my heart which I took from my heart and give to others, but they never return it back. And good deeds I have done to everyone, and they, you know, spoke bad words, very harsh word to me, and it you know, made scar on my heart, etc. And some holes half filled only. That's the case when I give my heart and people give me just half. They couldn't repay what I gave to them. That's why my heart is very beautiful, I consider. And while saying so, this young boy standing on the top, tears rolling from his cheeks, from the eyes, while hearing that, he took part of his heart, spotless, shining heart, took and filled up one of the holes of this old man. And everybody saw how this old man and young man embraced together, walking toward the horizon. Horizon, you know, just over the sunshine rising. That's actually what I felt today by being over here. That's such a wonderful privilege and grace to be among so many shining legendaries, you know, and the Prabhupada disciples. Well, see, new, completely new generation. And people, those who sacrifice their lives as those cows, in spite of all rough path, they went and ran with such an enthusiasm, as if two pair of legs, to distribute this nectar. And the young generation picking up the same mood. Yam yam vapismaram bhavam. This is bhava. And it is said that sneha, love, is like compared, our acharyas explained that Krishna consciousness only possible when we have the sneha. Sneha is called liquid. Prabhupada translates also liquid and also oil. Sometimes, you know, when we have this mechanism working together, so it just become rusty, it doesn't work. So you have to just put some oil inside or some kind of, then it forms working very, very smoothly. Svajatiya, sneham, snidha. And it's, Prabhupada explains also in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a tendency of water to flow down. So especially affection to the juniors. And we can see, I was just meditating today, how Srila Prabhupada, this milk, he was like cow feeding all world. And all the world, Mother Earth, takes shape of cow, isn't it? And also, just recently, I just came from Nepal, and in Nepal, as you know, there's Gorkhas. You know Gorkhas? There's army, Gorkhas. Prabhupada said, these people Hindu-minded, Gorkhas. Gorkhalis means they are really fire up. They can go to the fire to protect Dharma. And Gorkha means, go means cow, senses, and earth, right? Prithivi, go. And Rakha, go Rakha. Rakha means, Raksha means protection. So the protection of the earth, of the cows, and senses. And Srila Prabhupada was like that warrior, as we know many stories. I want to die with a sword in my hand, while the soldier, when he is falling down, still he's, you know, waving his sword in case, just to catch somebody else, just one more person. He wanted to give this knowledge to everyone. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, in spite of such a rough situation, as we all heard and know very well, heart attacks and so many inconveniences, he went to distribute this milk. And contribution of Srila Prabhupada, that he said, I don't know, I have one problem. I just cannot think small, huge. And I was going through memories of Giriraj Maharaj and His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj and also other devotees, how they selflessly actually went for Srila Prabhupada. Shyam Sundar Prabhu, they went to London, and rest is the history. Africa, communist countries, selflessly, very rough roads. And Srila Prabhupada, he was so pleased with them. So his contribution, he was thinking to expand this movement and create revolution. That was his bhava. Tadvat bisargo janatasya viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadhavant api naman anantasya tu nikitaniyat chirinvanti gayanti vayanti sadhava. Tadvat bisargo janatasya viplavo. Viplavo means revolution. And literature, which is, you know, meant to glorify Supreme Personality of Godhead, about to create revolution, actually. And it's composed, heard and sung and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So it is interesting also that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was saying bhava davagni nirvapanam. So this bhava, he said, actually, Srila Prabhupada also mentioning in one of the purposes of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya recommended that simply by glorifying the Lord's holy name, a tremendous change of heart can take place, by which the complete misunderstanding between the human nations created by politicians can at once be extinguished. And after the extinction of the fire of misunderstanding, other prophets will come. Prabhupada foreseen future. So this bhava davagni nirvapanam, bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam, from individual level, Srila Prabhupada extended to the global level. Right? He was mentioning commentary that by chanting holy name, all this fire of all world can be extinguished. And we can see now, we just came from Russia. Brotherly countries like Russia, Ukraine, you can see this nearest country to them, they're killing and murdering each other now. See what a fire, what a movie. And Srila Prabhupada, actually, he predicted that. And we can see that, once I heard a lecture, Giriraj Maharaj was saying, that Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is about 90% of, is association. And when Srila Prabhupada was not there in this planet, I mean, he didn't come to give this knowledge to everyone, where was that association? We didn't get any chance to associate with devotees. Prasangam ajaram pasam atmanam kavayo vidu sa eva sadhu shukritu moksha dwaram apavritam. So every intelligent man, he knows that attachment to material things is a cause of bondage, but the same affection, priti, pointed to the saintly person, be the cause of liberation. So we got such a wonderful opportunity, and Srila Prabhupada also writes in the commentary, actually it's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and to 6th canto, Honolulu, May 25, 1976, he says, Sneha is another meaning of Sneha is oil, liquid. So Sneha means affection. So this Sneha word is used that there is a liquid, how you can say, goes to down. Liquid goes, not go up, slow. Similarly, we have got some affection. The affection goes to the lowest, their forefather, and other affection generally goes to the youngest, Prabhupada said. So, ISKCON created for that purpose, to make unfortunate people fortunate. So, once Tamal Krishna Maharaj in Mumbai, he got operated in the hospital, and Srila Prabhupada was very much dissatisfied with his way of treatment they were about to provide for him. So he could not go through to the hospital through phone calls. He decided to go himself. By the time he came to the hospital, it was His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was operated already, and he was just coming out from the operation theater. But somehow other Prabhupada came close to him, and he was coming to the senses. And when he looked at Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj expressed that he saw the dream. And in that dream, Srila Prabhupada was giving report to all parampara, all our acharyas, and he was giving a report about the planet Earth. And he said that in this planet Earth, people completely unqualified, as Bhagavatam says, manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi padrutaha, disturbed, unqualified, no good qualifications whatsoever. Only one qualification is there: they have faith in me. This is the only qualification they have. What to do? And Prabhupada, very nice. He actually, Prabhupada approved the dream. Yes, that's correct. That by having faith in spiritual master, this is the only hope. In fact, in 7th Canto Bhagavatam, 15th chapter, it's very interesting. Narada Muni explains to Yudhishthira Maharaj that you have to conquer lust and greed and so many big enemies in our heart by doing so many things. But at the end he says, but actually all this battle can be accomplished by one thing: rajas tamas cha sattvena sattvam chupasamena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya, by the affection to spiritual master. Interesting. By affection to spiritual master. And Purusho anjasa jayet. So he said, we can conquer all these things. We can conquer all the modes of material nature. Nishtraigunya bhavarjuna. This is such a battle going on. Some people say, well, it's theory. But it's nice to have the head among the clouds. It's very nice to keep their legs on the ground. We can see how this battle going on a daily basis. And we can see, somebody told me one story, very nice story about one boy. It was one boy, he was handicapped, you see, and he wanted to learn the judo. You know judo? Wrestling. So he wanted to learn the judo. But somehow he was feeling shy. I'm such a, you know, ugrajati. How I can just complete the science? I'm a hopeless case. But his desire was so strong, lauliyam ekalam mulyam. He was so strong. One day he decided, okay, forget it. Let me just go and inquire. And he came to the guru and said, Sansei, please, can you teach me? Everybody laughed at him. You fool, you fool. What is this hopeless case? But guru, he saw his enthusiasm. He said, okay, my boy, come. He called him and he taught him one step, just one step. Practice that. Practice makes man perfect. And he was practicing and practicing, 1 day, 2 days, 1 month, 2 months. He ended up practicing one step, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. He was practicing one step. So much so that he even started to think, maybe guru forgot about me or something like that. He never gives me any attention. All other people, they know so much already. And he just never came back to me again. Just only one step. But nevertheless, he was just continue practicing. And one day, guru called all his disciples and said, you know what? We have Olympic Games and we want to send one representative from our school. And everybody just chest swallowing a little bit like that. So, but this guru looked in the corner where that handicapped boy was there and said, okay, come here, boy. I think we'll send him. So everybody became, what is this? Vaishnavara kriya mudra vigyana buja. You never know from where mercy will manifest. Okay, you go. This boy went, and amazingly enough, he won national, international, semi-final, final. And to make it short, he just brought the trophy, golden trophy back, and idam gurudeva, idam namama, and surrender. Thank Guru, thank you, but I just don't understand how I could do this. How I can do this? I know only one step. There's so many stalwarts, big, super pooper, you know, strong wrestlers were there from Japan, from Russia, from whatever. How did I do this? Because I know only one step. And Guru, he leaned back the chair and started to smile. Yes, my boy, I taught you only one step. But for your kind information, that was the most difficult step in all judo. And by practicing, you perfected that step. And there is only one way how opponent can capture you and defeat you. He has to capture your right hand, and you don't have one. That's why you're undefeatable, my boy. Guru knows exactly. We have so many mantra, tantra, puja, you know. But there's one step. Maha mantra. Iti shudashakanam nam kalikalmasanasanam. When somebody practicing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just one step. And please have faith. Today, we're distributing this book. Somebody gave us this cartoon, free books. Chant Hare Krishna. And I just randomly opened one book, and there's one letter of Srila Prabhupada. Have full faith in this process. It's not a small thing. It maybe looks simple. But please have full faith that this will save you. Prabhupada came to America and said, I came to save you. Excuse me? Save or shave? Both. It's true. Prabhupada came to save us and shave us from all these unnecessary things. How? By his wonderful knowledge. Well, we're preaching for the last 20 years in India and Nepal, and perhaps like no one, perhaps not many of you, I've seen from top to bottom, from Badrikashram to Kanyakumari, from Dwaraka to Jagannath Puri, and we happen to be authority in Allahabad, Prayag, for quite a few years. We used to organize Kumbh Mela festivals. And we have seen all the Baba, Sadhu, Naga, Akhara, everyone. Thousands of them. Well, I can tell you honestly from my personal Yamswanubhava, from my experience, what Srila Prabhupada gave to us, and Prabhupada was also in Allahabad for 13 years in his Prayag pharmacy. What Srila Prabhupada gave to us is essence of the essence, the milk, is cream. In fact, I was once organizing Kumbh Mela. And there's so many people. I've seen yogis, this small, big one, walking on the water. They're very strange fellows, really. All mystical power. So many gods are there. Bhagawan, incarnation of Kali, Kalka avatar. I've seen photos. No hair, only like this Kalki avatar. So, happening, still going on. India is a factory of producing gods, still now. But Srila Prabhupada was uncompromising in such a servant attitude. And one day, one man came to me in the camp. And he said, you know what? I know you, Guruji. He came to us. He said, oh really? Can you tell me? Well, I was a young boy that time. And I think it's 1977, Kumbh Mela was there. And I saw from distance so many foreigners. It was Guru Puja going on. Some arati was going on. Your Guruji was sitting. And so many foreigners, they were falling down, boom, like sticks in front of Indian. Big American white elephants, boom, boom. And in fact, I even saw some people falling so selflessly, boom, like stick, danda. That I was so impressed. What a dedication of foreigners. So I came to that place. And Srila Prabhupada, he saw me from distance that some Indian came to the camp. He called me, come. So I came to him in the tent, and he told me in Hindi, okay, how are you? I'm from Allahabad. I'm also from Allahabad. I was working here. So they were talking as Indians together. And then Srila Prabhupada had some piles of books, Bhagavad Gita and all the books on the table. Would you like to have some books? Prabhupada said. Very nice. So, but I don't have money. And Prabhupada said, it's okay. Since you're from Allahabad, you take. And Prabhupada gave him, you know, books. And personally signed them. And then he took this head of this man, he came and offered obeisances, and he took the head of the man and touched to his knee. And kirtan going on, and this man told me, Mr. Agarwal, I completely forgot everything, time, place, circumstances. I felt such a nice feeling. I literally went blank. I didn't feel anything. Such a bliss by my head touching his knee. And then after, I don't know how much time passed, then he took my head and looked at me from the top. Are you feeling good? And this Mr. Agarwal, oh yes, very nice. Then he rushed to the home, he got the money, he brought and paid to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada signed those books. And I told him, can I have one book out of that collection with Prabhupada's signature? He showed me the books, Prabhupada's signature, you know. Amazing. Many times we can see that Prabhupada, sometimes mercy goes like that. And how we can understand this supreme truth? Only through the spiritual master. Sat eva sadhu shukrito moksha dvarama pavritam. Mahat sevam dvaram ahur vimuktis. But unfortunately, all Brahma Leela, Brahma Vimohan Leela, is about removing the pride from his devotee. Like Krishna, very kind actually. Lord Brahmaji, sometimes our Param Guru, Sampradaya Acharya, and I was just talking to one devotee today. Amazing, huh? How in Vrindavan all these demons, Agasura, Bakasura, all these Trinavartas, they can't bum, came and gone. As an interval for the playground. Because they were so much engrossed in this playing that they forgot to eat even. So Yogamaya had to interfere with some demons to stop them. And they came only just briefly and gone. Finish. But who got the access to Vrindavan, like Indra, he got visa for 7 days. And just, you know, Govardhan, and his intention was very ridiculous, to destroy all the Brindavasis. Still Krishna forgave them. Same Lord Brahma, he became bewildered. But it's interesting, it's explained in Madhya 21:10-11, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Ei Mata Krishnera Divya Sadguna Ananta Brahma Shiva Sanakadi Napayantra Anta. He says the spiritual qualities of Krishna are also unlimited. Great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and the four Kumaras cannot estimate the spiritual qualities of the Lord. Cannot. Pantastu koti satavatsara sambragamyu vayurathapi manaso munipungavanam supyasti yat prapadasim avichintyatatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Many people, they're doing tapasya, they're doing different austerities, they're trying to understand something. But as 6th Canto Bhagavatam explains also, Rahu ganaita tapasana yati, na chajayanirva panad grihadva, na chandasanirva jalagni suryer, vinamahat padarajo bishekam. Without the dust of lotus feet of Vaishnavas, not possible. Not tapasya, not by sitting in the fire or in the cold water, impossible. Nayamatma balahinena labhya, na medhayana bahunam shrutena, not by being triple bhakti shastri, double bhakti vaibhava, making huge temples, doesn't work like that. Then how to get it? In fact, I was sharing the other day when prachetas, they were doing tapasya, right? For 10,000 years, and they came with such a big dignities, you know, designations. Krishna said, I'm impressed by your mutual friendship. Really. Then you can ask any benediction you want. It's such a wonderful and prasada lesha nugrihita eva hi. Lord Brahmaji said, only by your mercy someone can understand you. And interesting enough, how Srila Prabhupada, he established these temples all over the world in 10 years. Bhakti Charu Maharaj was sharing that for many religious tradition took thousands of years to establish themselves all over the world. Prabhupada did it in 10 years through his books, through his determination, empowered what others they could not do for so many years, thousands of years. In fact, I was reading today memories how Srila Prabhupada was found of his books. Amazing. In New York only, when 7th Canto Bhagavatam, second part was about to print it, and Rameshwaram Prabhu is here, so I'm just seeing, I just remembered the story. And they just rush, and perhaps he will tell much more in detail. But I really was impressed how they, and hot copies, they just got signal copies, and they wanted to please Srila Prabhupada. It's a dead night, you know. They just came, and they came to Prabhupada quarters by two volumes only they had. I think it was Radhavallabha Prabhu. So they came to Srila Prabhupada. They didn't find Prabhupada in his quarters, and they saw some light in the bathroom. And they were staying behind and just like smiling, like anticipating to please Srila Prabhupada, because you know when Prabhupada will come up, they will give him these books that he loves the most. You see? In New Vrindavan, Rameshwaran Prabhu told me that whenever they used to print books, he used to put the small books in the hands of the deities. Right? So everybody will come to Mangala Arati and say, "Wow, new books printed." It means indication that new books released. They used to offer this to the deities and to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada came, so he came from bathroom, came out, and they were giggling. "So, you have something? Come." And then, "So, show me." And they took these volumes. And Prabhupada, wow, it touched their head. And started to read, carefully looking at pictures. And for 14 minutes, he was reading his own books. So much fond of, "It's my books, it's all ecstasies." I didn't write those books, Prabhupada said a couple of times. "It's Krishna who wrote it." One reporter was asking, "And Swamiji, how did you write the books?" "Well, it's Krishna wrote the book. Krishna dictated to me." And some translator was trying to explain, "Well, you know, from the heart, God inspired him." Prabhupada said, "No, Krishna dictated to me." So we sometimes may think, "Well, how is it possible? Avichintya tatve." Krishna can guide us. And it's not only sometimes we think that prophets and, you know, different revelations happened in the past or some great personalities. It can happen to all of us. We have to know how to receive it if we're a little bit sincere. Somebody asked Prabhupada, "Then how to be sincere?" To be sincere means to be sincere. That's all. And, you know, I remember also once I was new bhakta. How this process working actually? What Srila Prabhupada gave to us from scratch. We knew nothing about Krishna completely in the Western world. And here we are, and we happen to be in, you know, in the service to country, in this. I didn't know anything. And I became new bhakta. I was just on duty. Everybody went for book distribution. And I was thinking, I also want to go for book distribution. And Achyuta Priya Prabhu, regional secretary in Ukraine, he called me. "You, Patri, you know?" Not that time I was not Patri. I was Bhakta Igor. "So, you know what? Niranjan Maharaj coming. You know? You have to arrange big hall and big advertisement. Huge one. And advertise that guru coming." I said, "What are you talking about? I don't know how to organize all these things. And how to preach and..." But then somehow or other he gave me the order, and I had one friend, artist, who can write. Those days you can only paint, you know, there's no print out. So I called to him, and he told me, "Forget it. I just busy. I'm doing my exam work, painting. I cannot just help you. Sorry." And he put the phone call. Telephone. So I was thinking, let me surrender, because Krishna says, Rakshaititi Vishwaso Guptitvivaranand. So our chair explained, "Surrender to me, I'll take care of everything." And we had no books at that time. We had only one Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and Krishna book, I believe. And also in those days, Russia, self-made, printed by hands. So we read, and that faith, by faith in spiritual master, as he says, anything can possible. Mukham Karuti Vachalam. So, and it's funny enough, though not to be imitated, but that time we were so crazy a little bit. I went in the street and said, "Guru coming. Krishna, you have to find me the artist." You know? So I took a couple of books with me and I went in the street and I told Krishna that time, "You know, Krishna, I don't know where, how, I'll find any person, because you're sitting, Hridesha Sarvabhutani, you know, we are just sitting in the hearts of all living entities. And as a Paramatma, you have to tell people, and they have to guide me." Little crazy things, but amazingly enough, I went. Some old lady was walking. "Excuse me, mom, I need artists." And this was the last thing she was thinking about, artist. All of a sudden she said, go straight. Then I went straight. I make it as a fun actually. I just was walking, some boys playing football. Guys, I need artists. Go straight and left. So in this way, for 2 hours, I was moving, asking people randomly. And I came to one art academy. And I went to the old lady in the reception and said, Mom, I need some artists. And everybody artist here. You have to tell me. Okay, go first floor. And I came first floor. So many students were running there. Running. So I kept catched one. I need artists. And he said, you know what? You mad? Everybody artists here. No, you have to tell me, because that was the deal. So many classrooms. Go in this one. Spontaneous. Go this one. All right. So I went to this room. Really. Bhalo na bhalo matra seva kori. No one in that classroom. No one. Wow, I was thinking that far. That's end or what? And I saw the easel, you know, this like easel, and two legs behind that. I was thinking, anyway, it's not hopeless still. Some legs are there. No response. Then I, no response. And a few times I knocked the door, and all of a sudden from the easel, somebody came out. And guess who it was? It was my friend Dima, to whom I call on phone. No, I said. I started to laugh. I just laughed. Just see, in all city, Krishna found you. He wants you. You have to do that. So I gave him book, and I just, you have to do this. And he did that advertisement, and they bought, and then later on he came for the lecture also, and he became disciple of Niranjan Maharaj. Later became known as a Dinabandhu Das. And he became one of the best artists of BBT now. So that's just for current information. Things happen. It's going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela going on. We happen to be also Sankirtan leader for many years. And one of my friends told me, don't believe. And people, they don't behave. Ashtadhana Purusha Dharma Sisya Parantapa. He was book distributor. Krishna is with us. Andantarastam Paramanu Charantarastam. He can come from the book. He can come, if he can come from the nose of Brahma, he can come from the book also. He can come from anywhere. He was distributing books. I know, Sankirtan devotee in Russia, and so many stories, but just one. Do I have a few minutes time? He was distributing books, but in temple, as usually, December marathon, we didn't have any books. I mean, any vehicles, only just few vehicles. And it was only one vehicle. And the vehicle was a temple vehicle for Sabji marketing vehicle. But this devotee had such a strong desire to distribute books. He just said, I'll take two cartoons, and he talked to temple commander. I'll take the two cartoons of books. Can you drop me to the market? Just drop me. And until I'll distribute all of them, I'll not come back. That was the termination. We used to, in 90th, we used to distribute in Begova, in Moscow, we used to distribute trucks of books. I mean, we had this experience. It's a very amazing experience. It's kind of like you're connected. You go under the metro station, and like one truck comes, like maybe 40 cartoons. After 2-3 hours, no books. Calling, next truck. And next truck coming. Another truck. With Ambarish Prabhu and others. I was distributing also with him. So it's like, it's amazing. Just, you know, you're feeling like instrument that moment. So, His Grace Nirda Prabhu, he was our general, you know, that time. So, fantastic. And, yeah. What were we talking about before book distribution? Yes, and he was distributing books on the street. And he dropped him, it's winter. And he cannot keep books on the street, on like, you know, main avenue. He spoke to some shopkeepers, can I keep you with you and one cartoon? He said, only one cartoon you can keep, second one I cannot take. So he took one cartoon, basically, so many, 30 books in his hands like this. Okay, I'll carry them, and one cartoon I'll keep in the shop. So he was carrying these books like this. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, nobody buying books. Many hours, nobody bought even one single book. And he was so frustrated. In this cold winter, you know, and getting dark. Office time, people coming, big crowd, and nobody buying books. He was so frustrated. He said, I just looked at the sky. And out of frustration, I screamed. full voice, Krishna! And all of a sudden, people just stop. And they started to come and ask him, what is this? Oh, this is books, you know. And his hands were busy, you know. He's just, okay. So how much it cost? This much. Okay, can I take one? Take one. Where to put money? In the pocket. In half an hour, books gone, full pockets of money. Wow, fantastic. Thank you, Krishna. Well, sometimes we are laughing. Sometimes, oh, this is funny, funny stories. You see, when we're stretching ourselves as an ordered spiritual master through the rough roads, like those cows, to feed those cows, of course, calves. Calves sometimes have to be also enthusiastic to drink the milk. You know, calves, the beating cow is flying in the sky. But sometimes calf, and cow suffering because milk cannot come out. So saintly person, he willing to share this knowledge, but very few people interested actually. And very difficult. But when we go into the difficult situation, I was sharing with one devotee that Srila Prabhupada preached all over the world, but he left few places untouched. And those places, one of them is Nepal. I was thinking about that. Wow, Prabhupada never happened to come there. And Srila Prabhupada Vishnu Maharaj and Jayatak Maharaj, they went there, and I was feeling so difficult situation. It was no books translated in Prabhupada, in Nepali language. Only few. They like pioneering. And you see, recently, it was like king was killed some years ago, and they murdered so many people. And I was thinking, how to go there? It's like such a battlefield. But Prabhupada wanted that. To create strong hold of Krishna consciousness. Hold, he said, you have to create strong hold of Krishna consciousness. Home of love and devotion, as he thought. And a terrorist and attacked also temple. One time, terrorists came and said to our young boys, I had some young boys, students, I preached to them. As a foreigner, I cannot take any official post, but I put my students. And one of the students, one devotee, Kirtan Yagya Prabhu, so he got initiation later on. So, terrorists came and told him, what do you want? We can blast your temple or put fire. What do you want? Communists. We can put fire or we can blast your temple. What do you want? And the karate groups, it was one big, big guy. He had 40 karate clubs in country. One karate leader. He was a youth of Communist Party, you know. And they had army of karate people. And they used to come to temples and different, you know, Buddhist temples and destroy things. And they beat our brahmacharis also very badly. I said, tomorrow we're coming, we're going, you have to give money or we'll put fire or blast your temple. And they called me, Patri Prabhu, what to do? One devotee, Mandalendra Puri Prabhu from France, he gave me one murti of Ugra Narasimha in Mayapur. And I said, you know what? I don't know. I am like you only. Take this murti, and if you have faith, just do puja and worship this. So all night they were worshipping and doing puja and, you know, praying. And these people said, we'll come tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning I informed everyone, and I was so much worried. Morning time phone call came. Patri Prabhu, victory is ours, we won. I said, what happened? Next morning, that leader of karate people who challenged the temple, he got toothache. He went to the hospital to operate the tooth, and he got heart attack and died. Nasingadeva Bhagwan ki. Since that time, nobody even touching our temple. This Hare Krishna, very dangerous guys, you know. One of the most powerful karate people, you know this. So things happening, I was thinking, Krishna, you God, huh? If you have Shraddha Anusari Bhakti Adhikari. So that's why this Shraddha, if you have faith that Srila Prabhupada gave us everything, with his wonderful faith he had in his spiritual master. And Prabhupada said, believe me, I am not cheating you. And last but not the least, I would like to conclude with one poem, which I shared with few of you. It's called Golden Pot. Srila Prabhupada, his heart was like golden pot containing the nectar, that milk, as a mother cow distributing to all world lost calves, like all of us. And his heart was like golden pot. You know golden pot? Because it's nectar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Singha Chaitanya. Singha Chaitanya. Singha. And his mercy, Prema Bhakti, like milk of the lioness. In Los Angeles, you can get lioness milk? No? Cannot? In market? Have you ever drunk milk of lioness? No one? Me too. Actually, but lioness, she has a milk. And this milk only fed in medical purposes. You know, they can... There was some sleeping bullets. Then they milk in the lioness, a little bit. But you keep that lioness milk, you have to keep it in golden pot. Because any other pot, it's like acid. It dissolves any metal, but not gold. So to keep that lioness milk, you have to have golden pot. So similarly, to keep the mercy, it's... So Srila Prabhupada had that mercy in golden pot of the heart. See? And he brought this and distributed it to everyone. Bhakti resided in your heart like the nectar in the golden pot. You were very kind and smart to spread the love of God. Through angry ocean, had to cross, 2 times got heart attack. So personally, Supreme Lord, your pot had to protect. So even single drop of nectar may never outspill. Ocean calm became and still by Lord Sri Krishna's will. By distributing nectar wide, you relieved the earth from the pain. You saved so many fallen souls who were living lives in vain. You helped us, Lord Govinda meet. To you is our tribute. Let planet Earth embrace your feet and offer you salute. Srila Prabhupada ki! Ananta Kodi Vaishnavarinda ki! Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Ananta Kodi Vaishnavarinda ki! Jai!